good morning, everyone. This is Deborah Cooper of the Date Smarter, Not Harder Relationships Talk Show here on the Inner Light Radio Network. I'll be with you for the next hour, and we're going to talk about a very important aspect of dating and relationships, and that is lying. Why do folks lie? Just for no reason. People just lie just because it's a sunny day. And, you know, when you look at the damage that lying does to relationships, is it really worth it? I mean, you know, sometimes don't you think it's better to just, you know, just take the punishment, take the heat, and just tell the truth? And a lot of people that would disagree with me because they say, you know, lying permeates our society, which it actually does when you really get to think about it. You know, even though every religion admonishes us for telling falsehoods and, you know, not being honest and truthful, in reality, we lie all day, every day about pretty much everything. So, you know, why is it looked at with such a disfavor? Especially in situations when, you know, as parents, I think, you know, parents, we actually train our children to accept lies. And I'll tell you what I mean in a little bit. We, as a society, put great stock on protecting people's feelings, you know, being tactful, being a polite, even cordial, all those kinds of words. We put a great, great emphasis on those things. But in order to carry that off, a lot of the time it requires that you not really be as honest and definitely not as blunt as you would want to be, because then you will be seen as rude, you know, crass, crude, a bunch of other unfavorable adjectives will be used to describe yourself. So we go, I think most of us, especially in environments where we want to be liked, you know, in relationships we want to be loved, we take great pains to make sure that we don't hurt anyone else's feelings and that they see us in a good light. And in most instances, that's going to require some sort of lie. Now, there's different kinds of lies. You know, there's like the overt, out of control, just total fabrication from the ground up type of lie. And those kind of people are usually, we call those pathological liars. They kind of live in a world of their own making. Sometimes, you know, you wonder, does this person really believe this mess? Can this really, you know, why am I hearing this? You know, you see that a lot. And, you know, it'll be a situation like if you do online dating, then I'm sure you've run into this. People that are like 2 feet tall, 5 feet wide will say, oh, you know, I'm 6 feet and, you know, I have all my hair. They keep leaving out the fact that they bought it at the store and they're sitting on the top of their head like a hat, you know, and, you know, oh, I have green eyes, contacts, take those out. You know, oh, here's the women are a good one. Oh, you know, I'm curvy, I'm full figured. No, broad, you're fat. Stuff like that. So it's like, you know, these people tell these fantastic lies. And I wonder, you know, do you really think that the person's not going to notice that you're fat or that you're only 2 feet tall when they meet you? Do you really think that you're going to get away with that? Or do you think that they're going to be so enamored of your email exchanges that they're going to forgive you for lying? No, they're not going to trust you. That's what's going to happen. They think you're playing games and that you're silly. That's what really happens. Just be who you are. Just, you know, no matter how much it might be uncomfortable to deal with the repercussions of telling the truth right now, I am a firm believer that the best thing to do is just tell the truth. I don't know about you guys, but I have so much going on in my head. I mean, I'm thinking about so many things and I'm doing so many different projects all at the same time. I don't have time to remember lies. So, I mean, I barely can remember the truth. So it's like I have to tell the truth just because there's no other. I just can't remember. I just don't have the brain cells left to come up with a bunch of lies and then remember who I told them to and then to repeat them back to the right person. That's too much work. So I don't see the benefit. But a lot of people really do. So then I found, you know, a survey. Now, this gets real interesting because, you know, women will accuse men of being liars just 24/7, 365. They men just lie about anything all the time. And, you know, a lot of guys chuckle and then they admit it. Well, yeah, that's kind of true. But I actually found a research survey that was done in the UK That said, drum roll please, men lie 6 times a day and twice as often as women, study finds. It says men tell twice as many lies as women. It emerged yesterday. Researchers found that men tell 6 fibs a day on average to their partner, boss, and work colleagues, but women come out with just 3. It was a survey of more than 2,000 people in the UK, and they also list here the most common types of lies, which I will go over with you in a little bit. But if you have a comment that you want to share, some thoughts you want to share about lying, I mean, you know, is this a process, something that you went through and you outgrew it? Or, you know, have you a story to share about some fantabulous lie that someone told you in a relationship? I'd love to hear it. The number is 310-928-7733. That's 310-928-7733. If you're too shy, you can always just email your question in or your comment, whatever, to innerlightradio@yahoo.com. That's inner, I-N-N-E-R, lightradio@yahoo.com. And we'll be happy to read your question on the air. So let's see. Let's talk about this survey. I thought this was pretty funny, to tell you the truth. Okay, men, so if men are lying 6 times a day, 7 days in a week, that means men tell, on average, 42 lies a week. Good Lord, that's a lot of lying. Seriously, dudes? I mean, what? Why? So let's look at this. It says, while men are likely to fib about having their last pint and claiming their partner's behind doesn't look big, women avoid telling the truth about their latest shopping purchases. 83% of adults of both sexes said they could easily tell if their partner was lying. But a body expert said that most people can't. They assume that if someone is hiding the truth, that they would hide their face and avoid contact. In fact, the opposite is true. Liars usually do everything they can to convince you of the truth, sitting still and looking at you to watch your reaction. That is true. They'll sit there and try to, you know, give you that buck-eyed look. Like, no, I swear I'm telling the truth. And, you know, you still know they're lying, but sometimes I think men lie and they think they got away with it, but in reality, the women don't care that you lied. It's irrelevant, and they just think you're silly, so they don't really say anything about it, but that doesn't mean that she doesn't know that you're lying, all right? So this study says the top 10 lies that men tell are, number 1, nothing's wrong, I'm fine. That's also number 1 for women. Men, number 2, this will be my last pint. Number 3, no, your bum doesn't look big in that. Number 4, I had no signal. Number 5, my battery died. Number 6, sorry, I missed your call. Number 7, I didn't have that much to drink. Number 8, I'm on my way. Number 9, it wasn't that expensive. And number 10, I'm stuck in traffic.